This is a short bonus episode in my inspiring excerpt series featuring the violinist Veronica Thomas. She speaks about some of the incredible outreach the unique Prairieville Fine Arts Center is doing, of which she is general director. In the full episode, she speaks about her unique and fascinating childhood and reflects on her life in music.
When the pandemic hit, right, we were in the middle of our, basically our winter program. Mm-hmm. And we have this amazing guy who sits on our board, who's also very involved in our education. His name is Alex Soma. Mm-hmm. So he is a brilliant, brilliant programmer. And one of the reasons he's part of Prairieville was because when he was a teenager, he came to Prairieville on a bursary program, and he claims it you know, saved his life in a way, because mm-hmm. he was a bit lost as a teenager, and he found that by taking art and music, it was just this almost a therapeutic thing for him. Mm-hmm. And he is eternally grateful to the Prairieville Fine Arts Center for that. So he said, when the pandemic hit, let's just put all the classes online. So we started on what's called the Jitsi platform. This is an open source, kind of like Zoom, mm-hmm. but it's open source. Mm-hmm. So we gave all of our teachers their very own classroom, which could be open 24 hours a day. And so this started slowly. We started getting in touch. Well, actually, people started coming to us. Mm-hmm. So the first group that came to us was the Maison Internationale Rive-Sud. So this is an organization for new immigrants to help them, you know, find their way. So they were saying, could we get some activities for our members? A lot of them are isolated. These were older people who were stuck in their homes. Mm-hmm. So we started an online art class for them. They loved it so, so much. We provided them with tablets, so Kindle Fires that were pre-programmed. We would deliver it to them with their art supplies, and they just had to one click and they were in the school. But I think what is the most touching of all was we've been in touch with two First Nations communities. Mm-hmm. So the first one that we started partnering with is Kitikamzibi, which is actually about an hour and a half from Ottawa. Mm-hmm. And we offered a bead weaving class with one of their, one of the members of their community, Craig Commanda, mm-hmm. who's studying here in Montreal at Concordia University. He said, I will teach this class. So a bead weaving class online. Now, Rapid Lake School is about 4 hours north of Gatineau. Mm-hmm. And we said, would you guys be interested in having some classes? They have been basically isolated for more than a year. And it is one of the most amazing experiences, I know, for those kids, but for our teachers as well. Mm-hmm. Because these are a really, really special group of people. The teachers have been working closely with us. And this is something we are really, really planning to expand on. Is really go to visit more of these communities who need, they need connection, right? It's not always easy to have the connection in person because they're far away, but we want the connection virtually and open the world up to them.
In this clip, you'll hear Veronica talk about her experience of being on the jury of the Canadian Music Competition.
So we actually toured Canada that year. We started in Vancouver and did all the provinces and listened to, my gosh, hundreds of kids play. And it was phenomenal. I mean, it was just a beautiful experience. I had participated in those competitions when I was a kid. And it was just so touching and so beautiful to hear the phenomenal talent that we have across this country. Mm-hmm. And to be able to see, really, like, go literally coast to coast, you know, and meet people and just see the dedication of, you know, not only the students, but the dedication of these amazing teachers. So it was a beautiful, beautiful experience.
Season 1 of this podcast had 20 episodes, and Season 2 continues with a really interesting mix of musicians talking about their lives and careers with perspectives on overcoming challenges, finding inspiration and connection through a life so enriched with music. Please follow this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts to be informed about each new episode.